to bring this whole thing to a close, we have King of Anything. King of Anything is just the, I don't know, it's kind of like the way to mellow out, because the whole record is just like pounding you in the face the entire time. It is very intense. It is extremely high energy. It doesn't let up. You know, I wrote it, me and Feldman wrote it. And so when I first went to Bendis, he was like, you should do something a little softer. And I was like, I don't think so. Then Feldman, when I went to him, was like, you should do something softer. And I was like what? Let's give it a shot. And I was just kind of like diddling around on a guitar riff. And he was like, all right, do this. And we put together a little riff. And then the way that he writes lyrics, and like every time we see each other, he just kind of asks me how I'm doing and like what's going on in my life. And so we had a conversation. He started writing some lyrics and then, you know, laid those down. And then I started writing some more lyrics. And I mean, that song came together quick, like maybe an hour. Probably not even an hour. It was so fast. And we just did like two or three vocal takes, called it a day. Didn't want it to be too perfect and polished. Just wanted it to be a nice like way to end the record. Cause I thought the disgusting, like the ending to that was so sad and like weird. I just wanted something a little easier to like listen to and kind of wrap your head around. So, yeah, that's where King of Anything came from.